Each year at this time, activists mark the anniversary of Roe v. Wade, the landmark Supreme Court decision on abortion. Many come to Washington to demonstrate. They range from those who consider abortion murder to those who argue a woman has an absolute right to end a pregnancy. NPR's Anne Hawke spoke with two women who work on the front lines of this issue. Each had an unplanned pregnancy in her early 20s, and each speaks openly about her response.
Shelley Roach is 30 and has lived in Stafford, Virginia her whole life. She works at the American Life League, her first desk job. Roach, who calls herself a tomboy, started out driving tractor trailers. At 22, she was getting ready to go over the road for her first cross-country drive. That's when she and her boyfriend found out she was pregnant with twins.
Joe and I went to the Walmart and we bought two tests. And we went home and we took both of them and they both said positive. And so we turned around and went right back to the store and bought two more tests.
Roach and her boyfriend had dated for a short time. He was a devout Catholic and drew her into the church, too. They spent every day together. But when he found out she was pregnant, he urged her to get an abortion. Then he disappeared.
I've never in my life felt so alone. It was just, he was so cold. He just, you know, get an abortion. And I'm like, you're the Catholic. You're the one that brought me to the church. How can you say that, you know? And, you know, he was angry. He was just very cold.
It was Roach's memory of a 10th grade class discussion that made her certain she would give birth, even if it meant being a single mother. She recalled classmates debating a film called The Silent Scream. She said it was a vivid, powerful argument against abortion.
I found myself back in that classroom again, and it was like I had to save that baby. So the whole time Joe is screaming at me, have an abortion, and, you know, I don't want it, and, you know, saying all those things to me, I knew that I couldn't have an abortion.
Roach considered adoption, but she couldn't go through with it. She lost one of the twins in pregnancy, but gave birth to a daughter who is now 6. Across the country in Seattle, Washington, is Sasha Cousineau. She works for NARAL Pro-Choice Washington. Cousineau says she was vigilant in college about using contraception, but one night she had unprotected sex with a friend. She woke up knowing she was pregnant, and knowing, as she says, from her toes to the top of her head that she could not have the child.
I had such a reaction in my body. It was absolutely, positively not at all what I wanted. It didn't feel right, it didn't feel good, and I wanted it not to happen.
Cousineau says her friend was supportive, and so were her parents. They offered to help raise the child while she finished school. She said that was an incredible offer, but it just felt wrong.
You know, if I am going to bear a child, I am going to take ownership of that decision, and I am going to be a mom. I don't want my mother to be the mom. I want to be the mom.
Cousineau was relieved that her friend also wanted her to go through with an abortion, and relieved to find no protesters when her mother took her to a local clinic for the procedure. Sasha Cousineau says the abortion debate today deprives women by casting abortion as a political decision. In her experience, it was about a very complex cloud of emotions.
And I think we need to create more safe spaces for women to just be able to talk about those emotions and not feel like, oh my God, people are going to think I'm pro-choice or people are going to think I'm anti-choice because I have these complicated emotions.
Shelley Roach, who chose to give birth, has a different reaction to the topic of unplanned pregnancies.
I think we need to get back to chastity. I think we need to get back to the basics of women respecting themselves, men respecting women. And I think that's where it has to start.
Tomorrow, at an anti-abortion rally and March for Life, activists on both sides of the debate will bring their conflicting emotions and politics to Capitol Hill. Anne Hawke, NPR News, Washington.